Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission: to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Yo, what is going on, Legendary Chiropractors? Johnny Reuter here with another episode of the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I am coming to you live right now if you're watching this on live stream, and we are in our Chiropair and Legendary Chiropractor community group, and this is where we do a lot of different things in regards to just talking about chiropractic for students, for doctors, and really mostly about recent grads and that transition period that you have from being a student to going and becoming a doctor of chiropractic. We want to help you every step of the way across your journey from the very first day of chiropractic school all the way until you cross that stage and beyond. So today we're talking all about business planning, incorporating, getting your LLC, getting an EIN number, getting all of these different things in order, but really focusing in on the prosperity plan that we've talked about now for the last couple episodes. Because here's where we're at, right? We wrote down in chiropractic school the prosperity plan. We've figured out what our dreams, hopes, and desires are. We've written them down on paper, and now it's time to really go out and get them. But how do you do that, right? How do you really truly go out and accomplish some of these things that you wrote down? Even if they were far-fetched dreams and desires, how do you go about getting what you most desire out of life now as a soon-to-be chiropractic school graduate, right? So that's what we're talking about today, a prosperity plan. For those of you new to this that haven't been listening to the last couple episodes, those of you new to this, a prosperity plan is what Mike Michalowicz calls his business plan, right? It's a compilation of hopes, dreams, desires, and realism, all intermixed and mingled together on one document to make sure that you can have a blueprint for what your future holds and what that looks like. It has all of the things that you typically see with a business plan. It's got your ideal target or your ideal client. It's got your target market. It's got, you know, demographics of who your avatar is. It also has how much money and revenue you'd like to make. It also has your dreams far, far beyond what you can possibly imagine the first year to 2 years out of graduation and out of chiropractic school. So really, really important, really powerful stuff. If you haven't read Mike Michalowicz's two books, well, he's got several books, but if you haven't read Profit First, and if you haven't read Toilet Paper Entrepreneur by Mike Michalowicz, hands down the two best books that have literally had the biggest impact on me and influence on me from graduation till where I am now, right? So I'm about 10 months into my associateship, and that's where we're at, right? So we're talking all about prosperity plan, what you put in it, what's incorporated in it, and how you go about doing these things. So a couple things you want to make sure of. Number one, you want to start with your biggest dreams. Where do you want to be in 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, you know, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month?
That's really where you want to start, right? Where do you want to be? Dream-wise. Then what you want to get into are who you are, right? What are your core values as a human being here on planet Earth? What are your core values? What do you hold dear and true to your heart? And what do you preach every single day you wake up to not only yourself, but your family, your coworkers, and your classmates? What are those things that really stand out to you? What are those things that really make your brain just light up with fire and passion, right? That's who you are. So figuring out core values, then go into more of like business.
Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag.
What is your mission statement? What is your purpose for serving the community you're going to be stepping into, right? Then it's the ideal time to step into your demographic, your ideal avatar. Who's your target market? Who is your ideal client? Who is the person you wish and to hope to serve the most at the highest level? Is it kids? Is it elderly patients? Is it young professionals? Is it entrepreneurs? Is it all sorts of different people, right? There's tons of different walks of life. Make sure that you understand and really hone in on who your demographic is. Who's your ideal client, target market, and what is your ideal avatar? What do they look like? What do they smell like? What clothes are they wearing? What shoes are they wearing? You know, how are they dressing? Are they business casual? Are they lazy? Like what kind of idea do you have about this person? Who is it that you want to serve, right? Then what you want to do is get into the nitty-gritty details, what we call the meat and potatoes of marketing, advertising, and true online business, right? Understanding that your brick and mortar business in the 21st century, as a millennial, as Gen Zers coming out of chiropractic school nowadays, right? You have to understand, and I'm sure you understand, that your brick and mortar physical practice is going to be run very much heavily weighed on your online presence. That includes Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, you name it, you gotta be on it. You name it, you have to be present on those platforms, right? If you have the platform, other people have the platform. It's kind of like when you drive by a billboard on the highway and it's like advertising for you to advertise on it, and they literally read, if you're seeing this, so is everyone else. Or if you're looking, so is everyone else, right? So it's that concept. If you're on the platform, everybody else is, right? Or a majority of people are. So that's where you're going to get the most traction in regards to opening up your own practice and or associating, especially if you're an associate that's got to bring in your own new patients. How are you going to market yourself on social media? How are you going to present yourself to your community to make yourself look like the expert because you are the expert in the chiropractic field in whatever niche, market, and demographic and avatar you're going for and after? Okay, those are things you got to think about. So come up with that prosperity plan, get the intro down, who you are, what your mission is, what your core values are, understand who you want to serve, what community you want to go after and serve at a high level, and then go into the nitty gritty details and the meat and potatoes of marketing, advertising, getting business in the door, through the door, processed and out the door, right? Having them pay for chiropractic care, right, is a transfer of fees for services, right? And money is literally the only thing, and money and time really are the two only objections and the two things that will come up the most in your chiropractic practice. I don't have enough money, or that's really expensive, or another one is time. I don't have the time. I can't make that commitment. All sorts of different things, right? So money and time are your two big ones. But if you know that and you know how to nip it in the butt right from the get-go, you're freaking good. You're good, right? Just continue down that track and down that path. But you got to implement the right systems into your office. You got to understand how these systems work. That's why I highly recommend to anybody and everybody out there who's in chiropractic school still to associate for a year and a half to 2 years after graduation. Associate for a year and a half to 2 years after graduation to learn all of the nitty-gritty business, marketing, advertising, how to run a successful, sustainable business with insurance, with cash, with having financial conversations. Going into a financial conversation is a very nerve-wracking thing, especially when you first start doing it, right? But the honestly, the patient doesn't know what you're supposed to say and or what you want to say. So you just have to make it look natural. You have to be confident, but it's a really hard thing to do. And the best place to do it is in somebody else's practice, because then it's on their dime, their cost, and you're getting paid. Literally, it's like going to school for another year to 2 years and doing a residency like they do in every other medical profession except chiropractic. And it's like getting paid to learn what you were supposed to learn in school, but instead you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn that stuff, to pass boards, to get your chiropractic license, to be where you're at today. So now what you have to do is really learn the intricacies of running a successful and sustainable business. That's what an associate's all about. That's what an associateship does for you. It teaches you how to learn the business. And if you find the right mentors, if you find the right match or the right pair on ChiroPair, right? That's going to be a complete game changer for you, your family, and your future success. Because if you want to open up your own practice, I highly recommend taking a year to a year and a half to even 2 years, associating first, learning all of the mistakes that the doc before you made, and then taking that and applying it to a cookie cutter formula that literally serves your practice and grows your practice from day.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world. And it's all run with vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks.
One day, freaking one. And then you don't have to worry about, oh, do I need to have this financial conversation? How do I have that conversation? What if they say this? How do I handle this? You have a soundboard with the head chiropractor there to ask questions. And as you go along, you're going to ask higher level questions. And you need to understand that in associateship, there's nothing wrong with associating. We've had this myth and this dogma around this word in the chiropractic profession for so long that it's time to shatter ceilings. It is time to shatter these myths, because associating is not bad. And associating does not make you less of a chiropractor than the head chiropractor. It just gets you to that head position faster. When you start your own practice and you get in brick and mortar and you absolutely freaking crush it. The fact that there are still practice management groups teaching you to literally open up your doors day one after chiropractic school is ridiculous to me. It's absolutely asinine. I don't think anybody should be doing it. I do think that there are certain people made to go right into the hustle and bustle, but that doesn't come without a price tag. It absolutely comes with a price tag. Even if you had all of the answers before you graduated chiropractic school, you still don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what the real world is like until you graduate from chiropractic school. So I highly, 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 highly recommend that you associate prior to opening your own practice. But that is my two cents. It might have felt like 50 cents, but that is my two cents. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I am now fired up. I got to shoot a couple ad videos for ChiroPair, our brand new app, to launch and find and post chiropractic jobs. It is going to be absolutely game changing for the chiropractic profession. And by the time you're hearing this on audio podcast, it will be live in iOS app stores and in Android app stores. So please go check it out. ChiroPair, just type that into the search bar and you will find it. You'll be able to download it and you'll be able to find your next hire or your next associateship. All right, cool. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Go create your prosperity plan now while in chiropractic school. Remember, you can always crumple up and throw pages away. You can always erase pencil, and you can always just change and mend things to make them work and change with your future and how you evolve. But if you don't ever write anything down, if you don't ever put anything down on paper, you're not going to get there as fast as if you would. Okay, so I highly, highly encourage this, just like I highly encourage associating. I love you guys, I appreciate you, and I thank you for your time, your energy, your love, and your support. If you wouldn't mind, please leave a review for this podcast on Apple, on Spotify, doesn't matter where you're listening to it, please leave a review. 5 stars would be amazing, and if you want to leave a comment about what you've learned in the podcast, what you've been hearing in the podcast, and what you've been liking about it, please leave that in a review for me and leave me 5 stars, because we work really hard to put this podcast on. We work with a lot of sponsors to make sure this podcast is able to be happening on a weekly basis. And the back end is sometimes harder than you guys might think. So I appreciate all the love, all the support, all the nice comments and things that people say and reach out to me and give me some gratitude. I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. It never goes unnoticed, and it never, ever, 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 ever leaves my mind. No matter if you say something really, really good or if you say something negative. And that's something I've been working on recently, because I've gotten some negative reviews about the amount of sponsorships before, but it's like, that is the one thing that drives the success of this podcast. And the fact that we're able to bring you an episode per week is absolutely awesome. And you get fresh, updated chiropractic content from myself, from my team, every single week, not only in your email newsletter, but also on this podcast. So